After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I'm like, give me that music. Yes!
I don't know if any of these women are really working for the money, but all
right. I'm working hard, honey.
Better treat them right, yeah.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the after show for The Real Housewives of Orange County. Tonight's episode, Charity Case. There's a full panel here to discuss everything about Shannon, whether you're on Team Shannon or Team Megan. We're going to break it all down coming up, but in the meantime, before we do that, let me introduce everybody here. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and next to me, the very beachy tonight.
Yeah. Oh, that Malibu Barbie look, y'all. My name is Christy Olsen. Excited to be here. Thank you.
I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at the Allison Dean. And shout out to Joseph Boza in the chat right now.
Hey. Oh, what's up, Joseph?
Oh, I like Joe.
He's my guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's going to be
a good show.
Yes.
If we got Joe.
And they brought me back!
Woo!
Yes. I'm back again, guys. What's up? I'm Blake V. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Blake V Media.
What?
We plucked her right out of the OC.
That's right.
For you.
That's
OC.
It.
OC. In the house.
Well, speaking of someone being plucked out of the occasion, Shannon removed herself at the beginning of this episode. She was effing done. She was hurt. She was feeling ambushed.
That was so weird. I was weirded out.
I couldn't even watch it. It was like paining me. I thought she was just the double standard of it. I thought she was being ridiculous.
Yes. That Shannon was being ridiculous.
Yes. That Shannon was being completely just overreacting, too emotional, immature. I felt like she was behaving more immature than Megan or anybody else.
While accusing Megan of being immature.
Yeah. I thought that was nonetheless. Yes.
Yes.
See, when I see Shannon, I see someone that's kind of in a damaged place, and I cut her slack, so I'm gonna be Shannon's defense attorney this episode.
Fair enough.
That's fine.
She needs one. Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy to play devil's advocate too, but I do think that she was not. She just wasn't behaving well in the beginning there.
No, and I think we all feel like there was some kind of a missing link. Like, why did she get so mad? Why did she react so quickly? It's because she's still hot under the collar about the tequila shot at the hoedown party last season.
Which is nuts.
And David.
I know, and
they've never addressed it. And this clearly the fact that she keeps referring to Megan, not by her name, but by that 30-year-old, Miss 30-year-old.
Oh, yes.
She is just on this whole mistress thing still.
And
sorry.
I was completely taking offense to the whole attack on 30-year-olds. let me just
Thanks,
throw
Blake
it out
V.
there. I'll throw it out there. Because I don't think that what Megan did was out of place at all. I think Megan was really acting maturely. I thought that just short of her not inviting Shannon, I think that if I were in her position, I would have invited Shannon regardless. But up until that point, I thought that her points were valid. I thought she addressed Shannon in a very level-headed, appropriate way. Mm-hmm. I feel like in no way, shape, or form did she act like immature or crazy. And Shannon, on the other hand, was acting like the immature, ridiculous one. So for her to keep throwing this whole, that 30-year-old title on her, I thought was really out of place.
See, what I felt a little different. I felt like when Shannon came down the stairs and then we saw Megan kind of circle around and then she stopped and she stood right next to Shannon and then she got down on her knee and kind of like put her hand on Shannon. It just seemed very patronizing to me.
I thought that was a produced moment, actually. I thought, like, the producers probably were literally like, go over there and put your hand on her leg. And it was a successful moment. I mean, we got that, you know.
Yeah, but I don't like anyone touching me. And not only that, like, I'm not in the, if you're not in the mood, it's like, especially if you know you have words with someone, you have that little radar, you know where they are in the room, in the corner of your eye and at all times. And then when someone comes and they sit right next to you, it makes it so much worse.
I agree. I just think that she was trying to cleanse the energy. Like, yeah. I do think it's like she wanted to nip it in the butt and make it less of a thing than it was becoming. And Shannon wanted it to become a thing.
She definitely
did. She was
did.
Like, oh, mm-hmm. no, I'm making this a thing. I don't want to look at you. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to dress any more of this. And really, the whole angle of how she was turning it into the fact that Megan was making it as though she was uncharitable, I was not getting that vibe. Not and you know all. Me, I love Shannon. And I was like, wait, Shannon, what are you talking about right now? Like, it's that... No,
and really, she kind of was being uncharitable because if someone calls you
about
and
charity.
They specify that it's about charity, right. you shouldn't care who they are or where they got your phone number from if you're so charitable.
Yes,
right.
Now, where are we in relation to the other ladies? Do the other ladies at this point know that there's trouble at home with Shannon and her husband? Because it seemed in the first episode, she was like, look, I haven't said anything to the other ladies. Like, I'm kind of just dealing with things of my own. Because remember, Vicky was like, you know, your whole life's changed for the better. You're doing so well. So is it the same at this point? I'm trying to keep track. Nobody knows.
I feel like the rest of the ladies do not know.
They definitely do. A lot of them have actually said that they knew last season that the affair was going on. And this is is it? Not quite the best kept secret. It's everyone knows and no one's talking about it.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Okay, because I was with you thinking that she was kind of like trying to keep it from Vicky, so I assumed she must be keeping it from the rest of the ladies.
And Tamara had a line tonight where she was like, I think there's something more to this thing with Shannon. So that's why I was like, okay, maybe she's gonna like kind of catch on and realize that things aren't good at home. But if it's like a badly kept secret, then they know.
Yeah, they might not be talking about it, but they know.
Quick shout out to Susan Sanderson. It is her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Celebrating love with it. Us. We love it.
I like that. Yeah. That makes me feel special.
And she says that Shannon is cray cray. So
thank you. I'm on the wise Shannon
words from the birthday
boat.
Girl.
I know.
What's the deal with the private cell phone number?
I thought it was hilarious that Megan straight up called her out and was like,
Who are you? You're the Queen of England.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I kind of agree with because I think we touched on this last week where we were saying, you know, you're on this show. You know who's on the show with you. We all didn't really believe that she truly thought it was a sales call. Mm-hmm. And regardless of the fact that she, you know, her she thinks that having a private number is so, like, reserved and so special, why is that your defense? Like, that shouldn't even be mentioned, I don't think. Like, that's not even a factor. Like, well, I have a private number. So what? Mm-hmm. So what?
And obviously, if she has your number, it goes back to what we were talking about last week. It's like, at this point, you're all housewives. You all must have each other's freaking contact info because you're all planning stuff, parties,
and when
this,
you
that.
Put yourself in a public arena, not only on the Housewives show, but also in the charity circuit, you gotta expect people are gonna call you for charitable purposes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if a stranger calls you that maybe you didn't know Megan, maybe you didn't know about the specific charity thing she was asking, what does it matter? You're in the charity circuit.
Right.
So for her to say, like, I've got a private number, I didn't allow my number to be given. Okay, number one, you are coming across uncharitable. Number two, what does it matter? I agree.
I'm surprised they even went there with the number because to me that's just something that is production part. Like, that's what you do when you work on a show. And like, I don't think that Tamara was texting Megan Shannon's phone number at like 9 o'clock in the morning. That came from the call sheet or came from production. So why would they even bring that up? It's kind of obvious. It happens all the time.
Totally. And I thought this was funny too, because I guess apparently Shannon followed up with the person who supposedly gave Megan her phone number. And she goes, I didn't appreciate that I reached out to that person. And she said, she didn't give you my phone number. So it's like, then where did Megan get it? Is like, where do you think, but like, it just fell from the sky into her cell phone. And then she just decided to call you. Obviously, she got it from somebody.
From the producers. Yeah. And this is scheduled like on the call sheet for that day. You know, Megan calls Shannon about the charity thing. And of course, they just got lucky with it blowing up like this.
See, I want to defend Shannon, because I think, like I said, she seems to be kind of in a damaged place. So I want to believe that she received this call from Megan, which she has problems with the age, which is probably because of maybe some transgressions her husband had with the younger.
Don't take it out on Megan. Megan.
But I think that when she got this phone call, she said she was in the car with her kids. Maybe it was a really, like, maybe it was just one of those really bad days. And maybe it just was, like, not what she needed right then. And by putting a bad taste in her mouth when it came to Megan, that it's just, you know. But, I mean, she needs to get past that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does, because even if you're having a bad day, that's no excuse for her bad behavior. Yeah. I mean, she was really kind of out of, I don't know, she was just out of line.
Well, and I think her motive in all of this, in probably the initial phone call with Megan, and now in this conversation, is to make Megan feel small and unimportant. Mm-hmm. You know, Shannon's not the OG of the OC, but she's now been around for a season, so the only one she really has anything on is Megan. So she can kind of go, well, how did you get my number, and that's private, and how dare you call me? Because who else is she going to get like that with?
Yeah. Doesn't she have enough stress in her life right now? Like, she doesn't need to that's add a good any. Point.
But
like,
you know what? I do agree on this, on the level that I do think that it's a defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. I do think that...
I thought you were going to say it was another DEFCON 4.
Oh, God.
It certainly was another DEFCON 4. Heather was right in that prediction. But yeah, I mean, I definitely do feel like people in a damaged place, especially damaged relationships with a significant other, there's some sort of level of defense at anything that comes up. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe we've been in relationships that have been troubled, or we've seen others that have been in troubled relationships. There's something about like that defense that comes out over everything, whether it be other girls that could potentially be competition or something just gets triggered in them that everything is defensive. So I feel like, you know, we're obviously attacking her on the surface of what we see with this whole charity thing, but I totally think it's deeper as well. And I think it's certainly far deeper and has more to do with her relationship. And, you know, really that's like something way deeper that needs to be mended. But I think that's really like the root cause of it all.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think it's a deeper issue. Yeah. It's just... Yeah. Megan became the brunt of that joke for her or something.
Right. Which she did.
I think that actually Megan's going to be able to hold her own in this case, it seems.
For sure, because Shannon is trying really hard to rally everyone around her and convince everyone that Shannon is correct in this incredibly just weird scenario where no one's really right or wrong.
Right.
She's trying really hard to make Megan the outcast, to turn her into... what Shannon wants everyone to believe that she is, that she started this argument and whatever else. And Megan, sorry to say it, sort of played into it a little bit by not inviting her to the party.
Yeah.
Now she's given Shannon something that she can say, hey, and you didn't invite me to your party.
Yeah. And I do agree with that. You know, I think it would be easy to say, oh, well, she irritated me and I didn't like how she treated me, so I'm not going to invite her. But I think if I were in her shoes, I would have invited her, because then if she did act crazy again, that's just yet another thing on her. Mm-hmm. Not Megan, but, you know, another thing for her behavior.
I can kind of see it both ways. I understand why she didn't invite Shannon. I get it. Mm-hmm. I also think it could have served her well to have invited Shannon. So I can see both sides of that table. Mm-hmm. But certainly it's going to give us more drama. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Right. But don't you think, like, the reality aspect of this whole scenario kind of makes you, like, second guess things. Like, let's say my life was not on TV. I probably wouldn't invite Shannon, because I would also agree she's probably going to act crazy and I don't want that.
Or do something,
but because we know we're going to be on TV, wouldn't you want her to come just that much more to just say, if she did have a moment, it would be televised. Mm-hmm. And then I would be in the clear. You know what I mean?
Oh, exactly.
That is
man,
true.
Man, that was a great party. Playing the reality game. Crazy at my party. That was a great party.
It's true. I wanted Shannon to show up at that party in the hair and makeup and dress she planned. Because it took...
Just to do it.
I had a moment when they were having this charity party event. I thought of the Real Housewives of New Jersey when Caroline and her husband were hosting a political dinner at their house, and Danielle Staub was very upset she wasn't invited to this. So she said, we're just going to take a little drive. And she put her daughters in the car and she drove by the party. And I was like, that's what I want. Like, that's what I want to have.
Like
on
a nutso Shannon moment, Danielle.
Of those of you who are with me, the New Jersey fans, thank you. Because that was what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. I want
Danielle Staub bringing us back.
Yep. Yes.
Grant is bringing us back.
I would have totally.
I appreciate it.
I would have totally shown up to that party. Too bad. I would have shocked everybody and just walked right in.
Yeah. The most expensive bottle of wine and the biggest check to donate.
Do it right. Yeah. Just
and
do
you know,
it right.
I've got to say, too, that I feel like I probably would not have taken the RSVP so seriously or you know, literally as well. Like, I probably would have assumed, like, oh, sure, I'm going to this, too. And if I had not received the official invite, I don't think I would have, like, excluded myself so... so visibly. Like, I think
you
I
just
still
figured like it got lost in the mail.
Yeah,
and
I'd be like, I'm going with Heather or I'm going with Mickey or whatever. Like, I would tag along and just say, oops, I didn't receive an invite.
But so I almost feel like now that they're now that she's kind of creating this divide between the camps, you know, it's like, oh, well, now Vicky is coming to my rescue and now all the people are leaving your party to come do tequila shots with me.
Vicky down knows in how Laguna. To play the game.
You know, so it's they're creating their own showtime.
They really are. I know. I thought that was really an interesting moment, too.
Strategic play.
When it comes to the invitations, I can't help but think of production and these women sitting down and planning out the season, because it's very hard when you're a mother and you have a business like Vicky and all this crazy stuff that she does, and then take off all these days to go, you know, overseas or wherever to take these vacations. So I feel like there's always kind of like a little bit of a breakdown of here's what's coming up. Like, all right, Megan's hosting this event, so now, Tamara, you haven't done anything yet, so you know, Tamara, you're the next one to kind of step up. So to me, I feel like this event is not like a surprise to anyone. I feel like there's like, okay, Megan's hosting a charity event at her house. Like, maybe that's all you know. Maybe you don't know what it's for, but you kind of have an idea like when it is, so that way you're available to be, you know, taping.
You know,
the
cameras are going to be there and you're supposed to be there too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we have to realize that, you know, there are people there that are making money to be hired to produce these shows, so they have to kind of have some type of game plan, which is fine. It is what it is. Right. I mean, but I just feel like, okay, this wasn't such like a big shock, you know, to anybody, and that's why I realized Shannon was like planning to go and she picked a dress because she was like, okay, I've got this event coming up. Do you get it?
Yeah. Oh, no, I totally agree. And that's why I'm thinking, I feel like if I was in her position, I also probably would have assumed that I was going, regardless of if Megan actually invited me or not. I'd be like, yeah, I'm going.
Well, yeah, because when you're a housewife, it's kind of, you see all the slated events for the week or whatever the filming schedule is going to be, so you assume you're going to be there. But at the same time, you know.
Isn't that a funny way to live your life, too?
Yeah, it's like, oh, what's on the sheet today? Yeah. Oh, I've got a coffee at noon. Or
you're on this show.
Right? You're on this show. You've got to be available for potential filming moments. But at the same time, you're just kind of at anyone's, discretion. Willy-nilly. Right. If someone decides they don't want you, well, you're out of dress and hair. So
no, you just
go
use it,
Vicky.
Yeah, you go
to Tortilla
Vicky.
Republic and have some margaritas.
There you go.
That quesadilla thing looked good, too. I was like, I'll share with you, Tamara.
They have a beet margarita at Tortilla Republic.
Oh, it's delish.
It's hot pink. It's pretty. It's
I would have that, and so would Blake.
I would. We're there.
We'll take four.
I always want to check it out. I've always wanted to go.
We should film an episode there.
Oh, my God. That would be fantastic.
I'm just saying.
We're in.
Yes. I'm just saying.
So Tamara is, Tamara basically said, like, Megan is a know-it-all, and we all kind of had a reaction to that. What do we think?
I don't necessarily agree with that. I mean, I think she's opinionated. I think she doesn't want to be pushed over. And obviously, there are so many things regarding her relationship that we're all kind of wondering about. So I think in her life with friends, she's that much more don't F with me, because I have a mind, I have an opinion, and I won't be crossed. Or if I feel like things are astray, I will let you know. So I have a respect for that.
Yeah, and I think I agree, because, you know, she, I think I made this comment during the show too. I'm like, oh, that Megan's, she's very direct.
Sometimes simmer it down a little. But
when she walked up to him and was like, are you guys talking about me and Shannon? I was like, oh,
yes,
okay.
Twice.
Yeah.
I know. I think that's what I said it too. Like, she's definitely a very direct girl, but I think that the way that things transpired, at least from last episode to this episode, I feel like she's in the right. Like, I don't think she's going out of her way to be, like, aggressive or accusatory in any sort of way. I think she really is kind of straightforward with it because it makes sense. You know, I think that just with this whole scenario with Shannon, I'm on Megan's side with it, just because I see kind of what's happening, and I would have done the same things that Megan did. So I don't think she acts like a know-it-all, and I don't think she's really acting presumptuous or anything for her age. I think that, you know, any person would behave the same way up against that.
I agree. I don't think that she's a know-it-all, but she has made it easy to paint her that way, I think, because of her being so assertive and really, more than anything, wanting to just get to the root of it all the time. Like, she's like, let's not have this drama. Let's not sit and have this side convo over here. Let's deal with this issue now, and let's all deal with it together, and then let's not go over here and talk
I respect
about it
that.
Later. I mean, she just has kind of a different approach that isn't the same as these ladies. experienced reality TV drama and the way that they play things out.
Mm-hmm. Completely agreed. Yeah.
What's going on?
We're getting mad convo in the chat, and someone's giving much love to Blake's lipstick. So we're just delivering information.
Thanks, guys.
It is particularly fabulous.
Let me just tell you, I'm wearing MAC lipstick. The color is sin.
Sin. How sin. Good is that?
There you have it.
Perfect for the ladies of Orange County.
Right? So there you have it.
So perfect.
So speaking of applying...
And thanks for the love.
Speaking of applying makeup, we saw Tamara get ready to go out, and then we saw that Vicky was having to place a phone call. She thinks that Megan is being kind of petty with things. So we, of course, talked about them going to Tortilla Republic. What do you think of Vicky's position as saying, like, hey, I'm going to side with... No,
Vicky is so happy that this little thing has started and now she can take a side and they've got their drama going. Her and Shannon are very, very close.
Yeah, they are good friends. That was going to be my next point. It was like, yeah, so I could see why she would make the leap and be like, I'm not going.
Right. I wasn't surprised that she did that. Not at all.
I think that I think Shannon and Vicky both have found a lot of common ground with one another based on the heavy stuff that's happening in each of their lives. So, you know, I think in this case, it's kind of like her wing girl. And mm-hmm. So if Shannon wasn't going, Vicky was not going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to leave you to fend for yourself. No, I'm going to bow out like a nice person and still donate or whatever I need to do. But out of principle, I'm not going to be there. In my body, I'm going to be at Tortilla Republic instead.
In my spirit.
Yes. I will donate my cash to you, though. Yes.
Yeah. Which I also agree. Like, I do think is fair. You know, she does have a close relationship with Shannon, and her loyalties really don't lie to Megan at this point.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that's fair to donate her wine and her money and what have you to the charity. That's what it's about anyways. And I think that was fine for her to support Shannon and go to dinner with her and stuff like that. Although, I'm going to take it there right now. I do think it was funny that the ones that are giving Megan the most trouble and really having an issue with her are the ones that are divorced or having marital issues.
True that.
And I feel like there's something to that because the rest of the women are just fine with Megan.
Yeah, so because if we think about it, you're so right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we have Shannon who's having some marital issues right now.
Yep.
And perhaps a previous issue with Megan herself. Specifically. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. And then we have Vicky, who is a divorcee. And yes, she has Brooks, but I mean, there's drama with that. That's a whole thing, you know?
Layers of drama.
Yeah, so she's very troubled in her relationship as well. She can't be honest with her family. She can't really be honest with the friends. It's like a whole thing. So these people who are unhappy in their own relationships are really bringing this to the forefront and really causing kind of all this turmoil, I feel like.
You know what I just thought of? And I don't know if this relates in any way, but what just popped into my brain is it's interesting to me that so far the storylines for both Heather and Tamara are both like, we're just going to be the mediators or we don't want to stir the pot. And I wonder if when they agreed to come back this season, if they were very clear with production, like, I do not want this to be the freaking Outcast Tamara show or Outcast Heather show. It just seems like, if you think about the storylines we're getting from both of them right now, it's just not a lot of anything. It's like, my house! Oh, we're $500,000 over budget! Oh, dear!
Well,
let me try to fix
that storyline.
Tamara's doing a whole lot of nothing. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen her really... I don't even think we've seen the business yet.
No, just the boobies.
Yeah, just the boobies!
We have.
The boobies and finding Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. The Jesus moment. Yes, we know we
are going to get there. Yeah. But you know what? You're right. And I think Heather was really adamant after last season that she didn't want to go through that again.
Right.
And she and even I've spoken to her in interviews, and she was not happy with how things went last season whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. She wants to be fabulous and sparkly and all that jazz. So.
Yeah. And I guess you got to figure, you know, you sign on to be a part of this show where you know that you're going to have eyes on you. You're going to have viewers and fans and haters and all that comes with it, right? But, you know, I guess you probably don't really take into account the actual women that you're going to be on the show with and how they're going to receive you.
Amen.
And as the newbie, you're just like the fresh meat. Like, they're just, you know, you're just the one that they're just going to go after. And I think
she's
when...
Jeff, yeah.
Yeah, and just when you're in it, you're just like, whoa, I did not expect it to get this gnarly and to have this much, you know, have to be on the defensive so much. And I think it probably catches everyone off guard.
Yeah.
So a couple seasons, you know, after that, they're probably like, ooh, I don't want that anymore.
Right. Yeah, well, that's what we've seen with Megan, is that she's like, why are you over here talking about this? And why is this happening? And why is there this drama? Let's just do it this way and not have an issue.
She's been a total target.
There's no not having an issue, Megan. Yeah. You're supposed to have an issue. Right. That's why you're there.
That's the point of the show.
Reality TV, people.
Issues.
Yes.
Yeah, she's totally put a bullseye on her back, and I'm surprised that Vicky hasn't been bothered yet to kind of check her.
I think she's
the queen of the castle over there, and she's not been afraid to tell these other women.
Every other year.
Right.
I wonder if they're going to come to a head, her and Vicky, because actually it seemed like they had some common ground together at that hoedown thing, and I do believe that there was... No, seriously, I felt like they had a little moment together, and whether that was the only moment or there was an extension of moments that we have not seen, I think that they're... Those two are okay. I mean, obviously she's going to have the back of Shannon, but I don't know. I see them going out drinking together and having a merry old time.
Yeah, they're like good time gals.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Even though we're not getting like that portion of Megan right now, intentionally, I do think that she'd be all about going out and having drinks with Vicky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the whole crux in that plan, though, is Shannon.
Yeah.
So
yes.
If they could get Shannon on board with being okay with Megan, then sure. I do think also that Vicky would be friends with her and it would be fine. But this whole Shannon issue is really causing a rift. And it's like, that's going to be the interesting thing to watch this season, is what it takes to get Shannon back on board with Megan, or if she ever will get on board with Megan.
Because we're really in the beginning stages of
We don't need everybody to be kumbaya, do we? We don't need everybody to be team everyone.
We don't need everyone to be team everyone, but I thought it was very interesting that everybody left Megan's party to go drink with Shannon and Vicky. And I feel like that's not something we've seen in any previous Housewives episodes, where the entire cast leaves one person's event to go hang out with other
people.
Well,
Heather didn't show up. Right? Heather?
Did Heather stay? Okay, no. You're right. Okay.
They were like, back home to the kids. Back home to our multi-level estate.
Which was kind of good. I mean, I don't know. I feel like that was kind of a tough scenario, too.
For her, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She I think she did a little, like, CYA by, like, leaving. So she wasn't the only one staying to, like, show, like, the undying support for Megan, but by just going home to take care of the kids,
too.
Yeah. I was surprised when I saw her get up to leave, because I was like, if anyone's going to stay, it's going to be her. Because her and Terry are up those people's behinds.
I was gonna say they're good friends with them.
Yes.
So, I think they finally just feel like, and Terry Dubrow specifically probably just feels like finally there's someone else that's on their level on this show. Like, he's probably like, oh, these other clowns who, relative to Terry and Heather, maybe he feels like, oh, they don't have money, they don't have prestige, maybe they're not educated, maybe he got in trouble, remember last season, for making a comment that was misconstrued about construction workers and Christian, and so I think he probably just finally feels like, yeah, dude, a professional baseball player, and this is legit, and it's a real charity thing, and this isn't just Orange County Housewives being silly. So I'm not surprised that Terry's into it, but he's way up in it.
Both those men have their own shows.
I liked the decorations at Megan's party. I would go to one party I would definitely want to go to would be this OC look party that Shannon had. What is an OC look party?
We saw that though last season, didn't we?
It was
we
got a magazine, right?
Yeah,
right.
We got that last season.
So wait, it's for a magazine, okay?
Well, it was for a magazine that benefited. It was like the magazine had something to do with it, but it was still benefiting charity or something.
I forgot all about
that. Lydia's
That's
magazine?
What we're here for you, Grant. We're here for you.
Yes,
we're here for
revive
you.
Those memories. Yes,
and so that was that party. I would love to go to a look party. That's my thing. Yes, I'll go to a look party. Might not remember it, but I'll go.
Look at all the booze.
And her take on it was that it was just so much like grander and more fabulous, and like
she had three times the amount of people at her party.
Like that was annoying. Like comparing like charity to charity. I'm like, relax, people. Okay, you're all doing good work.
And you know, relax. And the fact that Shannon had to really be verbal about
her home.
Charitability. Any person that has to talk about something too much is not that thing.
I agree with that.
You know? Remember when she was trying to introduce herself to all of us? Shannon sat down. She was like, "I'm the kind of person who's really nice, and I'm the kind of person who does this for people." And I just remember all these interviews where she said, "I'm this kind of person." When you're exactly right. When you have to tell people that you're charitable,
then you're
probably
not.
I like when other people are telling these things about me. Right? I'm going to shut my mouth. Right? And honestly, it's like if everyone else, if my friends want to be like, oh, Allison is X, Y, and Z, then it's like, okay, well, yeah. I guess they maybe it's true. I don't know.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, I believe in your actions.
Yeah.
I believe in your behavior speaking for itself.
Yeah.
And not acting like a lunatic all the time. And that speaks volumes. And I think that had Shannon handled herself very differently at many points in this season already, everybody probably would have a different opinion of her and think she was lovely and charitable.
I am rooting for her. I love Shannon, and yet I am just like being really thoroughly disappointed by like every time she opens her mouth right now. I'm like, Shannon.
And I really hope it's like, I mean, I hope and I don't hope at the same time, but that it's a deeper issue.
Yes.
Because it's like, it makes no sense for her to behaving this way otherwise. But then at the same time, it sucks if it's a deeper issue, obviously. So it's like you want to have her get help and figure it out and be right the way we want her to be so we can all love her.
Right. Because Megan made the point several times that Shannon did this to herself. She excluded herself and she behaved this way and brought this on herself. And I agreed with
that. And I agree.
I thought that was...
Yeah, she didn't. She didn't behave as well as she should have.
Yeah. I mean, I've defended her quite a bit, but yes, I mean, her actions were her actions. No one forced her to storm up the staircase the way she did.
And it started from the beginning. Like, Megan placed a call to her to ask her about a charity situation, and from the start, she blew Megan off.
Mm-hmm.
And from then, it's just been like a domino effect of all the ways that she could be hateful to Megan. That's how I see it. And so for her...
I agree. It's so hard to love up Megan. She wants Megan to know, hey, I'm better than you. Yes, my husband hit on you right in front of me, so I really feel desperate to let you know that I'm not threatened by you.
And all of her little individual interview moments are really like... defending herself super hard.
Yeah.
I'm this and I'm that and I'm charitable and don't listen to that 30-year-old. But it's like the action.
What is the issue here?
Yeah.
Like,
this
Lord.
30-year-old.
Yeah.
So passive.
Totally.
Let's transition to some news and gossip. Let's see what's going on the current day today.
In the current day. Christy, what's happening in the current day?
What's going down today in the OC? Well, a little lady you all may remember named Gretchen Rossi.
I saw this today.
Still running her little lips. We've mentioned, for someone who's not on the show, I think we've talked about her in all of our news and gossip. And she now claims that she has been asked to, quote, come back and do some stuff. So we can assume that this was in the same general way that we've seen Gina and Lynn a little bit this season. They probably wanted to bring Gretchen back a little bit. But she says at this point they would have to pay her a lot of money, and she would also have to get caught up on the series. I know none of us are buying that she isn't watching
she's still
claiming she's not watching. So maybe we'll see Gretchen at
she's
some
like
point.
She's like popcorn at
the
ready. She is like, yes.
And it's something funny that happened to Shannon Bedore this week. Girls, dad, and everybody just keeps kicking her. It was her daughter Sophie's 14th birthday, and she posted kind of a throwback picture of herself, David, and the daughter. And Shannon apparently looked so incredibly different in this 14-year-old photo that it created a backlash, a lot of people accusing her of having had a lot of work done, and she had to sort of come out in defense of herself on social media.
That's the worst.
So if you haven't seen it and you'd like to see Shannon's original face, check out that little pic on Instagram.
One she's more like removing
thing.
It.
Yeah,
did she remove it yet?
Nope, it's still,
there. Okay.
Still there.
She's standing by
it. She's proud. Sticking to her guns.
All right.
And Tamara Barney, oh my God. Uh-huh. Oh wait, that's wrong.
That's wrong, yeah.
That's wrong. Okay. Tamara Judge is still talking about Simon Barney. I thought this was really interesting. She gave an interview in the last week, and she was talking about how she always wished that she and Simon were the sort of exes who can still get together and take the kids out to dinner and be that blended family that didn't work out, but that still works. And it's so sad to hear her speak that way. We know that they're still battling over custody of some of the children and really have had
life's
a lot
too
of
short.
Issues. It is too short.
Life's
she,
too short for
she
that.
She was saying in this interview that she forgives him, but that's he's still, it's still contentious. There's still a lot going on. And I'm just one
so
other little
sad.
Tidbit from that interview.
Wow.
We've all been wondering about this baptism storyline that I think it's going to be quite a while until we see it yet. But she did explain in this interview that she was never baptized as a child.
Oh.
Which is really interesting.
Okay.
And maybe kind of puts together some things for us. I know we all can't wait to see that. And already the legitimacy of it has been questioned. So,
yes.
But she wasn't baptized as a child. So maybe it's a legit thing.
Okay.
Yeah,
coming
we'll
full
there.
Circle.
We'll
all
get
right.
There.
Okay.
And such is the Housewives Roundup.
Okay. I like it. Well done,
Chris. Nothing too juicy.
I took a look at Twitter, and the ladies were tweeting about tonight's episode, and there was a little bit of a back and forth that it's just breaking.
This
is happening tonight. So
let us
I figured I'd share it.
With
so
the class, Grant.
So Megan says, she's not tweeting, or she tweeted this to Shannon. She said, I checked with JDRF the other day. They did not save a send a date to at Shannon, and neither did I. So then Vicky says it was from production, so...
There we go.
See, like we all said.
Four geniuses.
Yeah.
That's what you're listening to right now,
and then
people.
So Megan wrote back and wrote, oh, sorry, ladies, I didn't know you meant production. In that case, Shannon got a save the date. Sorry again. So this means an apology is somewhere lurking in the season.
It's one of those... backhanded apologies.
And then someone was like, then people like wrote in and were like trashing Megan, and then someone said that she has like huge lines around her mouth, and Megan was just like, I know, my mouth is ridiculous, Joker-esque. So she's kind of like eating crow, I guess.
Oh.
So, so that's what's going on tonight. They're still, these ladies are still discussing this charity event.
And yeah. Megan's trying to figure out how this all kind of works.
Yeah.
Well, social media.
It is a huge deal. We're seeing it for the first time as viewers, but they, you know, they've lived it months ago. But at the same time, this was like a big deal in the show.
I will say it's kind of funny if Megan didn't, and, you know, we're still all kind of figuring it all out, where everyone's going to fall for us this season. Yeah. But in Megan's case, she is old enough to have watched plenty of reality television, right? So she kind of has an idea of what is going to be in the throes of things going into a situation like this. So I just find it comical. Like, if she didn't really expect that it was going to be this kind of a shit show, like...
She should have known.
Yeah.
She kind of should have known.
Right. I agree.
I still think it would be hard, though. Like, I think
of course.
Going into it, you might think, like, okay, they might be jerks to me, but maybe I can take it. But then when it's really on you, you're probably like, oh, my God.
Yeah. I think the hundreds of thousands of dollar paycheck probably makes it a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. Like, it would make it easier for me.
That's the one thing that hasn't been put out there yet this year is how much, like, the newbie, how much Megan specifically is making. And we know we'll find that all out eventually because it always comes spilling out.
You always find it.
I can't wait.
You always find out the stats.
Is she getting 50? Is she getting 250?
I don't think she's
going to
be. I'm going to wager that it's not 250. I'm going to wager.
No, I would best closer to 50 for her first season.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they're going higher and higher for the OGs, and they're going lower and lower for the noobs. Yeah. Yeah. Right?
True that.
Yeah.
Except for Eileen.
Let's take a look forward and predict what's coming
up.
Oh,
God. More drama. How about that, Grant?
More drama.
I need specific examples.
Well, we did get one little sneaky peek, another thing at Jim and Megan's relationship tonight. And that's when it all blew up with Shannon. She said, I was worried that Jim would think I started it. So again, just more indication
of
like
weird.
That was weird. Relationship that we've seen so far that maybe isn't weird. But so my prediction is that we will finally maybe get some answers to this whole Jim Megan relationship.
You know, he doesn't.
I want to see it.
He doesn't look at her on camera.
No,
we saw that too, and I don't know if that's intentional. Where we're really only getting the moments where he is not looking at her, and then maybe literally the next second he's like gazing into her eyes, cut all that out.
Yeah.
You know,
they may just be uncomfortable on camera. I mean, that's understandable too.
He doesn't like PDA.
Yeah, but we gotta see more of them. So we gotta see more, and then we will be able to judge and ridicule.
Yeah,
there you go.
Are these ladies having another bunko party next week? Is that what it is?
It looks like something. Yeah. Yes, it looked like it.
I've played bunko.
Sans costumes, though, because I feel like normally they do their dress-ups for their
bunko. They do the 80s night.
Did they do it last season?
They didn't do it last season.
They may not have done it last season. I think the last time they did it was when they all did the 80s rocker.
And Gretchen was there.
Yeah.
And Gretchen was there, and also Terry dressed up as his brother Kevin Dubrow from the band Quiet Riot,
who
unfortunately has passed. But he looked exactly like him, and it was awesome and eerie.
It was
awesome and eerie.
Gretchen got into it. Yeah.
That's what classic moment, just have to have it. That was when Vicky and Slade were screaming about how she didn't look like Miss Piggy.
Faces.
That was not okay. That was a wow.
I love that scene is worth going back to check out. But don't do it just yet, because we are going to tell you where you can find us on social media.
Yes, Blake.
Yes, I am Blake V, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Blake V Media. And you can also find Allison and I on our YouTube show, Winos and Onesies.
It's true, you can. You can totally find us there. I'm Allison Dean. You can find me at The Allison Dean and on our YouTube show, Winos and Onesies.
I cannot wait to check that out.
It's true.
You can talk with me at Christy Reports on all platforms. Please also check out ChristyReports.com. There's some cool housewife stuff, some reality show stuff, and I just posted a brand new interview with Heather McDonald that is very telling.
So
check it out.
Good. You can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. Please rate, comment, and give us some thumbs up below. That'll do it for us for the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Bye, everyone! Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.